Mr. Chair, at the beginning, I insist on thanking you for all the fruitful work you have done so far. Let me assure you of Finland's full support. I would also like to thank the Implementation Support Unit for the continued valuable support to the state's parties in implementing the convention. Finland fully aligns itself with a statement to be delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks from a national perspective. Finland is satisfied with the constructive atmosphere of last year's MSP, as well as the progress made at the meetings of experts led by the five able chairs. We highly appreciate the universalization efforts that you, Mr. Chair, as well as the ISU, have conducted. We welcome new ratifications and accessions to the BTWC and look forward to the expected ratification of Tanzania. In order to fulfill our national commitment to Article 10 of the Convention, Finland has, since the year 2014, carried out a development cooperation project with Tanzania on strengthening laboratory capacity and raising awareness in biosecurity and biosafety. Currently, we are finalizing the arrangements with Tanzania to extend this so far successful project until the end of the year 2023. We hope that Finland's support has contributed positively to Tanzania's process of ratifying the convention. Mr. Chair, Finland stresses the need to prepare for increased biological risks and threats in a multi-sectoral manner involving all the relevant national and international stakeholders. We welcome the UN Secretary General's agenda for disarmament, including the proposal to strengthen the investigative capacities concerning biological weapons. A framework for a coordinated international response to the use of biological weapons would be an important step forward. Finland is concerned about the unsustainable financial situation of the convention, which put this very meeting at risk and resulted in a reduced amount of meeting days. We stress the need for the state's parties in arrears to make the necessary arrangements to pay their assessed contributions as soon as possible. The BTWC is one of the least expensive disarmament instruments, but too many resources have gone into tackling this problem. We need to look at ways to strengthen the will of countries to pay their contributions. Meanwhile, Finland is ready to consider your proposals, Mr. Chair, to guarantee the necessary financial liquidity. We all, as states parties, must ensure the sustainability of the regime and that the ISU has the necessary resources to perform all its core functions. Lastly, Mr. Chair, Finland remains a strong supporter of promoting gender equality, also in the context of the BTWC. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, thanks.